It's been a dream of mine for a long time, and to finally be achieving that dream in about 36 hours or so is a great feeling.
How high up is this?
It's about 175 feet above the waters of Niagara Falls.
Of course, your last name is so famous for doing these kinds of things. The Wallenda family is legendary. Were you brought up doing things like this?
Well, I started walking in the wire at the age of 2, so the answer, I guess, would be yes. By the age of 4, I was walking on my own, of course, down low. At no point did my parents say I had to do it, but I just enjoyed it. I started performing at the age of 2 in SeaWorld in San Diego as a clown, actually. And once you're in front of the spotlight, in front of a live audience, there's nothing like it.
Okay, I heard a baby crying in the background. Is that a daredevil in the making?
It could be. It's the 7th generation.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any, say, accountants in the Wallenda family?
You know what? Not really. I mean, there's a few that actually do not perform, but every one of our family member at one point, as far as to my recollection, has performed once in their life.
How do you concentrate when you're up there like that?
You know, it's actually easier than you think. When you're up there like that, you have to be so focused. And kind of all the distractions around you, and in my instance, tomorrow night will be Niagara Falls. You don't even imagine. You're so focused on what you're doing that none of that stuff even pops into your head.
Do you try to outdo others when you come up with what the next stunt will be?
No, you know, nothing I do is to outdo others. I love what I do. I consider it an art, and I have passion for it. And Niagara Falls has just been a dream of mine for a long time. And to me, it's about carrying on a legacy. You know, the Wallenda family dates back to the 1780s, over 7 generations and a couple hundred years in my blood, in my family genes. And, you know, I'm paying tribute to my ancestors.
I've got to imagine your heart is really beating when you're up there doing something like this.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, it actually, at times, it's very calm and peaceful because all the other things of the world go away and you're just focused. You get into a certain zone and that's it. Everything else goes away.
It's just the way Amanda is here in the morning.
Right, yeah. Right. You do have a safety net, right?
I don't have a safety net. However, about 2 weeks ago, ABC came to me and asked me to wear, told me that I would need to wear a tether because it is a Disney company and a very family-friendly network, and they needed to guarantee their viewers that I wouldn't fall to my death live on national TV. And I fought with them long and hard and lost the battle, and I will be wearing a tether. Not by choice, and I'm not too excited about it, but it is what it is at this point.